Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm cool with that if y'all are.
I'm going to watch a show with my wife when I get off here that starts at 9. So I want to be off, walk the dog, and then I can join her.
All right.
You give me? What show are you watching?
Married at First Sight. You laughing, but that show's so damn good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my God, it's reality. It's all an act, bro. It's stage. All that shit is stage.
Oh man, I know, but I was watching though.
Yeah, we got them too, man.
I cannot watch that reality BS.
Man, we're hooked on 90 Day Fiancé, Love About to Lock Up, and now Below Deck.
Love About to Lock Up. Now, Below Deck, I can watch.
Yeah.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
What's going on, Rock, man? A lot of stuff going on. Depressing news. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay alive or jump off this balcony, but I'm trying to hang in there.
Hang in there, man. Hang in there. It's going to be okay, man. It's going to be okay. It's depressing, but it will be okay. And we had Aries on, but he kind of fell out. Oh, there he is. Hold on. There he is. And we're also joined with who's on the, was it the 404 out there? Or what's the name of the highway?
What's the name of that highway out there?
No, man. We got the 405, but I travel, you know what I'm saying, on the 91.
Oh, okay.
Long Beach Freeway.
Well, we got our homie over there on the Long Beach Freeway, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries? Yay, yay!
What it do? What it do?
You sound pretty chipper, man.
About to be a little bit agitated, stuck in this traffic, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
All right, man.
Well, I'm glad you stuck with us.
Indeed, man, indeed. Make the trip better.
Yeah, well, easy listening, huh?
All right, and Hoop is feeling under the weather, so we hope Hoop gets well soon.
COVID. Oh my God, people cannot drive. Don't come to California, man. People just cannot drive. They cannot drive.
Well, you don't come to Atlanta. It's even worse.
Atlanta's not any better.
No,
nothing. Y'all ain't got nothing on them. Guaranteed. My homeboy Sean said, man, he thought Atlanta drivers were bad until he came out to LA.
Oh, damn. Well,
they bad down in Miami too, man. I hate driving in Miami.
But, all right, man. Well, we're back again, y'all. And, you know, we've had a really exciting, crazy off season so far for this, our favorite teams, man. We're here. It's What's Up Falcons podcast to talk about a team, man. And this is a pretty special episode, man. We have some heavy news. I'm sure everyone's already heard about it, but this is our farewell champ show, man. Because if y'all hadn't heard the news, we don't have a quarterback, y'all. I mean, we have somebody.
We have somebody.
A quarterback, but we don't have our normal quarterback.
I know. We don't have the great legend, man. The great legend, Matt Ryan, man. Matt is gone, y'all. He's out of the building. It doesn't even seem right, man. It seemed like it happened real fast, man. And it's just like, one minute you're a Falcon, next minute you're a Colt. Oh, so, you know. But we're going to talk about it, man. We're going to give you guys our opinion on it and talk about it and maybe we can figure out what's going on and what this team is thinking and what they're going to do moving forward.
I'm sure he's already happy, because if you saw those Instagram pictures that were circulating yesterday, they wrote out the private coach jet for him.
Saw
that. He was looking dapper when he got off that plane.
Oh, come on, man. They did that for everybody.
I saw that. I actually saw video footage. I saw him and his wife, man. You should have seen his wife. She was all dressed to the nines, too. She
man,
had just...
his kids already had on a coach jersey saying Ryan on the back.
Yep. So they were ready for this, man. They're like, you know, Lady Atlanta's been real. If we're going to go where we're appreciated.
But, no. They are staying here. Matt just built a house. It just got completed like last summer. So Matt said, I just spent all that money on that house. So we're going to stay in that house. So Matt will live in an apartment out there in Indy. And the family will be here. And you know, I think Matt wants to call Atlanta home. I guess his kids may have already started school or whatever it may be. And he built a mansion. So he's not going anywhere as far as calling Atlanta home.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard of that, but that's kind of cool if he does that.
Well, yeah, but that happens to a lot of the players who are in one spot for a long time.
Yeah,
they'll just stay in that city and travel back and forth.
Well, that's going to be interesting, man, because, you know, it's split here in this city. You know, half people love him, and half people, you know, they don't hate him, but they're like over him, so...
All the real fans know what Matt has done for this team. All those fake bandwagon since 2016 fans can go eat a fat one. So
tell us how you really feel, Aries.
If I say what I was really feeling, SEC be after me.
Well, hey, man, check it out, man. Well, first of all, thank everybody for checking us out, the What's Up Falcons podcast. Remember, you can always hit us up on Twitter at What's Up Falcons, or send us a text at 770-268-0555. But yeah, man, so me and Q were chopping it up a little bit before you got on, man, and we were just talking about, you know, how it happened, or, well, just the fact that it happened and the things that led up to it. But overall, Aries, I want to get your opinion, man. I mean, what do you think about us after 14 years, man? Matty Ice is gone.
I'm going to put it like this. Out of everybody who's gone and I still own their jerseys, I will not wear nobody else's butt mats.
Oh.
So for the fact that he's gone... But he left on a good note. It was long overdue. He needed a change of scenery, because this team has been blown up.
Yeah.
All the star players, all we got is what? Pitts?
Yeah.
No O-line, no D-line. Yeah. No receivers. So, you know what I'm saying? He needed to go somewhere where he can at least try to win a championship.
Right. I think pretty much everyone feels that way about it. How do you feel about it, Q?
I mean, I feel like I said earlier that, you know, I saw this coming after Matt Stafford left, and knowing those guys are the same agent and they're best buddies, I had a funny feeling Matt Ryan was not going to be in Atlanta this season. And so I guess I'm not surprised by it at all. But, you know, why sit around at 30, what is he, 37, about to turn 38 in May?
Mm-hmm.
Why sit around?
He's 36.
36, about to turn 37 in May. So why sit around and, you know, take a chance on winning, you know, 7 or 8 games when, you know, you can go to the Colts and contend. So I'm happy for the dude, man. You know, he deserves his chance, you know. He should have had a Super Bowl ring. It's not his fault that he doesn't. So I hope that he can, you know, at least make a major push either this year or the year after, you know, up there for the Colts.
Right. He should, man.
I mean, the Colts have a good team already. You saw what they did with raggedy-ass Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
So with Matt, everybody says from Wentz to Matt is an upgrade.
Definitely.
Yeah, totally an upgrade, man. And, you know.
So that team now is in, what, the AFC South? And I think he's the best QB in that division.
Yeah.
He's got a real shot at winning that division, which means they're going to make the playoffs. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll see from there.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I wish him the best, and I think he'll do great things. I really hope he gets a ring or get, you know, he deserves to get another shot at it because he definitely wasn't going to get it being here. And but I really think, man, you know, he spent a lot of years here, you know, 14 years, and went through a lot, ups and downs with this team. He's helped this team out tremendously, man. And I think he really enjoyed being here. And I didn't think he said, I read somewhere where he said he never expected to play for another team.
But yeah, I saw that too. And I think a lot of us feel that way.
Yeah. He didn't expect to play for another team. And he also said that, you know, he heard everything that was going on. He said he understood it. He didn't necessarily like some of the things he heard. But, you know, he's a professional. So, you know, he rolled with the punches and they thought about it, you know, long and hard. But, man, I'm going to miss Matt. I think I should get a number two jersey just to have, you know?
I have mine. I mean, if you wait about a month, they should go on sale. So, I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
If you wait about a month, you'll get one at TJ Maxx or Marshall's for like $39.99.
That's what I'm talking about. But because I'll probably try to frame it or something. But yeah, man, Matt, you know, we appreciated you through the ups and downs. And like you were saying earlier, he's a great quarterback. He did everything he possibly could and gave his all to this team, man, and tried to get that ring. And it wasn't his fault that it didn't happen. Not
at all.
Stayed
out of trouble. No scandals.
Exactly.
Renegotiated his contract multiple times.
Right. He didn't have to do any of that.
And from what I heard, he basically forced the Falcons' hand because he asked for a 3-year extension. So they weren't going to do that.
Which I think was part of the game plan. Him and his agent was trying to get him out here, because I heard long before all this started happening with Deshaun Watson, I heard you know, he might try to make a move to go out to Seattle or to Indy, and then all of a sudden it ended up being one of those teams. So, you know, it might have been part of the plan.
I'm glad he's in the AFC. So
yeah, I mean, we really don't know outside of what he's saying or whatever. What the process was, what they were actually doing, but we knew something had to give, especially after Julio, and then the Calvin Ridley thing just sealed it, but it might have been done before that, you know.
I think he was done after last season. I never seen one quarterback so bloodied and bruised up after one season, but dude just kept getting up and kept staying in the pocket, never missed a game. Matt Ryan is a tough dude.
More times last season than I think any.
Yep.
He did.
Before.
So, a big shout out to Matt for being tough, being resilient, and showing up every week.
Exactly.
And being just being a professional every single week, man. It's going to be hard to find somebody like that.
Exactly. He only really missed one game, right? Through the total.
You know, and people think that quarterbacks like Matt Ryan grow on trees. Like, you can just draft somebody and boom, you have the next, you know what I'm saying, future quarterback of your franchise. They don't work that way.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, prime example, you look at the Browns. The Browns have been through more quarterbacks than anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they just keep. So finally, they hit on one, you know what I'm saying, trading for Deshaun. But it's not going to be that easy to find somebody to fill his shoes.
Right. I agree.
Especially,
man,
in the A, when everybody is so critical about everything that the team does. They hate them when they win. They hate them when they lose. They hate them when they win.
Yeah. We're fickle here. I'll tell you that. There's some fickle folks here, you know.
Well, Matt came into a not the best situation. You know, he was the first quarterback drafted after the whole Michael Vick thing. So you still, you know, still at that time, that whole Michael Vick thing was fresh. You only were like a year removed from it. So, you know.
Well, a lot of folks never gave up on that too, man. That's one of the biggest things they had, they held against him. And it's like, let it go. It's over and it won't happen again.
I thought by season 10, they would have let that shit go.
I know. Vic is done. He's not even playing in football anymore. We're not going to get another Vic clone. Everybody's different, man. Deshaun wouldn't have been a Vic clone. Deshaun, you know,
No, but I mean, now there's a lot of young kids coming, you know, saying through high school and college playing ball, who grew up watching Vic. So there's gonna be a lot of people who's gonna try to imitate him. Tell you that much.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
But then this guy that's coming into the draft now, he came out of Liberty, I think.
You're not talking about the guy everyone's talking about, not Malik Willis. Yeah,
he's a quarterback coming out of Liberty. Also, all through his college career, he wore the number 7. So.
Yeah, everyone's on him right now. I mean, you know, he does look good, but a lot of people look good at the combine.
I say this: if he's there at 8, I wouldn't mind taking him, right. But letting him sit.
Right.
You're talking about Malik Willis, by the way.
Yeah, that's him. Just letting him sit for a little bit and learn. Because I don't think him coming like right out of college is going to be a good look.
No, I don't think so either. But before we get into
not with this offensive line.
Let's talk about how it went down with the whole Watson thing anyway. Because I don't think we did a show while the whole thing happened. Because it all happened in about a week or whatever. But a week and a half. It was
like 72 hours.
Yeah.
Between the time we heard we were in the contending, and then I think we heard we were in contending on Wednesday, and then I think the news broke on Friday that he was a Brown.
So, yeah, man. So, you know, well, just a real quick wrap up to get everybody back up to speed. Deshaun Watson was pretty much cleared, to play, and the Texans agreed to let him go if, you know, the issue the no trade, I guess, clause on to let him trade, you know, to get out of the team. And teams were shopping, you know, he was shopping around for different teams to see where he would fit in. Then all of a sudden we heard that Atlanta was in the running, and I heard he reached out to Atlanta didn't pursue him, and he's from Atlanta. He's the water boy for the team. It's Arthur Blank knew him a little bit. Your boy Harry Douglas built his family a house back in the day when he was younger. And so he had
Douglas or Warwick Dunn? But somebody.
Oh, it was Warwick Dunn. Not Harry Douglas. Warwick Dunn, I believe. Was it Warwick Dunn or Harry? It was one of those two. Whoever worked with was that
Habitat for Humanity? That's Warwick Dunn's foundation.
Okay. Yeah, they built his family a house back when he was younger and stuff. So he had a lot of ties here, man. And I actually think he was going to come here, man, for a minute. But someone put it like this. They said that the Falcons believed they had him, and they really did. And I think they had him too. But the Cleveland Browns came in at the last minute with that offer that he couldn't refuse, man.
Yeah, he was from what I heard, he was going to choose, you know what I'm saying, the Falcons, and then the Browns came in with that $230 million guarantee. And that's what changed his mind.
And that's Atlanta every penny, right?
Was not gonna match all that money plus draft picks.
And Aries, is that every penny of it, right? Is guaranteed, right?
Yeah. The whole contract is guaranteed. Oh, $230 million guaranteed. So whether he gets indicted or not, or breaks his leg, he's still getting that $230 million.
Yep.
Well, he's already been cleared of any criminal charges, but it just sounds like the league, because of everything that happened, I'm hearing that he's going to sit out the first 6 weeks. So,
yeah.
Well, he's not getting indicted for his criminal charges, but he still has to go the other ones.
That's just civil stuff. You know, you just pay the money and call it a day. Now that you got $230 guaranteed, he probably just pay that with his lawyer and get them out of his life, make him sign a non-disclosure statement, and we'll never hear from them broads again. Or them dudes. I mean, we don't know who all was accusing them now.
Well, it was over 20 women, so that's gonna add up, man. But, you know.
Well, they said it was 20 people. Did they ever say it was 20 women?
A lot of those got thrown out because they found out that they were falsified.
But he, I mean, he still has to go through it though with a few of them. So
yeah,
he's still got to go. And I think there's a clause in his contract with the Texans. Obviously, you know, any negative publicity is not good publicity. So I think the league can punish him. But well, you know, six games. You know, whoever stands in at quarterback, if they can win two or three, and then let him come in for the last 11, you know, Cleveland might can do something.
But my thing with Cleveland, though, is that, okay, by them having to owe him that much money, they're pretty much, their hands are tied for a while, right? Because...
No, yeah, they've gone all in on it.
Yeah.
They push,
no doubt.
They push. And I'm sure they probably owe Baker something off the back end, too, right? Because they let Baker go, right? Yeah.
No, Baker Mayfield was still on his rookie deal.
Oh, that's right.
But they don't have to pay him anything. That last year, that rookie deal is usually the fattest one. I thought this was the last year of the rookie deal for Baker.
No, he's been there 4 years. They declined his fifth-year
option. Okay, that makes sense then. So that's how they did that. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's why he's not happy right now.
Oh, Baker was heated. That dude is heated right now. But I wouldn't mind having Baker in Atlanta if you could sign him to a 2 or 3 year deal.
No, I know. Hell no.
You'd rather have Marcus Mariota?
I'd rather have Marcus Mariota than fucking Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is absolute garbage.
I'm rolling with you on that, Aries.
Why he went number over everybody else? I mean, they had a shot to draft Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It could have got Patrick Mahomes, but yeah, they chose Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, they bought into the hype.
About Patrick Mahomes, though? I like Patrick Mahomes, and no shade at Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is having a great career because he's in a great place under Andy Reid. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes goes anywhere else and has, you know, a Super Bowl ring and all this stuff.
What they've built around him helped.
Right.
That's why I couldn't believe they let Tyreek Hill go today.
From an old line of trouble.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill went to the Dolphins only because they got Juju. But that's just stupid, though, because I would have kept Tyreek Hill.
Me too.
Still had Juju.
Yeah.
But they got 5 draft picks, though. I've never heard of any. Is that the most ever for one player? Does anyone know if anybody else getting 5 draft picks for one player?
Who? There's you cutting out. You cutting in and out. Who got the 5 draft picks? Q. Who did you say?
The Kansas City Chiefs got 5 draft picks by letting Tyreek Hill go to the Dolphins.
Oh wow.
Which I don't even know why, because the Dolphins quarterback is that kid from Alabama, and I've never been impressed with him since he's been in the league at all.
I mean, I saw that you sent that out on the text message, but I hadn't really heard too much about that.
5 draft picks. I'm like, my goodness, you can do some replacing with 5 draft picks.
Wow.
All right, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound a lot better now. But
what were you saying about the Tyreek Hill draft situation, Aries?
Yeah, they gave up 5 draft picks. I think it was like 2 fours, a first rounder, and a second rounder.
That's a good deal. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal with the wideouts that are coming out of the draft this year. What I think the Chiefs are going to do is package up some of those picks to move up.
Yeah, I've heard someone mentioning about that, even with the Falcons, because we have 9 picks now.
Look, if they're not interested in getting a defensive lineman or a quarterback, then yeah, take that deal, move back, and try to put more talent on this team.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's still not even guaranteed if they use all their picks to pick players that those players would play. So they'll probably use that, like you said, for some sort of leverage to move up or move back or whatever. So
is it true they picked up somebody told me they picked up a defensive pass rusher this week, either this week or late last week, maybe late last week.
I heard that too, but I don't
know. I have to go back and check, but I believe so.
Yeah, I saw that too, but I don't know who it was. But yeah, man. So it was a lot of, pardon the pun, but a lot of gambling going on lately especially with our team. And let's just talk about that, man. As far as what they did, Arthur and Terry. Do y'all think the front office did Matt dirty with this deal?
No, because Matt has the opportunity to be in a better situation. So I think they can lay their head on their pillow at night knowing Matt's in a better situation and they treated Matt well while he was here.
What are you saying, Aries?
I think the Colts got the better end of that deal because just a flat out third round pick. And not even if, like, you know, okay, he plays X amount of games or does it, and it does, you know, so it becomes a second round pick or something like that. It's just a flat out third round.
They kind of spoke on that today, whether you want to, you know, believe it or not, but they said that they did that intentionally to do right by Matt because they know Matt wanted to go to the Colts. And since they already knew what was going on here, and after the Deshaun Watson thing went down, you know, they offered a third round pick. He said they could have gotten more out of it. They did admit that, but they wanted to do right by Matt. So that's what Matt wanted to go, and that's what they were offering, so they took it. I don't know whether we believe that or not, but, you know.
They could have went back and say, look, we'll give you Matt, but you got to give us something worth it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A contemporary pick or something.
Maybe if Matt was a little younger. I think Matt's age had a little bit to do with it.
If Matt was younger, we'd get in the first round for him, hands down.
Yeah, and don't forget, you know, the biggest knock on Matt, too, was his arm strength.
It was. But, you know, he proved it from time to time that he still can throw a deep ball, man. He even did that, you know, last season.
New details have come to me by just reading Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I heard that was part of why Julio left.
Really? Because of...
He didn't feel like Matt could get the ball to him?
Exactly, because Matt couldn't hit the ball downfield.
Matt should have told his ass, well, I don't think you can keep your hamstrings healthy, so, you know, let's figure it out.
That's just rumor. That's rumored of what I heard. But, I mean, you know, they don't quote me on that, but that's just what I heard.
Well, it kind of... The reason I can kind of believe that a little bit is because what Julio told Shannon Sharp. He's like, man, I'm out of there. I want to win. I mean, you know, look into that how you want to, but that's what he told Shannon on that infamous phone call. But we'll never know. But Julio, I don't know. I'm mad at Julio, man.
I what he can do to make that up is actually go to Indy. If he goes to Indy, then he'll be okay in my book.
If he's able to play, man, he can even finish. You know, he only did 1 year where he was at the Titans. I mean, I don't know, man. They've already got rid of him.
The word on the street is Tom Brady reached out to Julio and said, if you can get healthy, man, I'd love to have you here. But yeah. I think, you know, Tom is trying to figure out what if Gronk doesn't come back. He's trying to figure out something as a last resort. And Julio will be a last resort. I mean, you got Mike Evans, you got Godwin. You know, could you imagine if your third option was Julio? There's a good chance he might be open.
He could be, but, you know, man, I don't know about Julio anymore. I mean...
I don't know about Julio anymore either. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
If Julio goes to Tampa, I am donating my jersey to Goodwill.
I hope he doesn't go, man.
No, mail it to me.
But at this point, there was a time I would say, nah, Julio wouldn't do that, but not anymore.
I don't know, man. It's a little big, man. It's a 3X.
Playoffs?
But, all right, back to the front office, though. So, Terry Funtenell also said that about this whole process with Watson. They're trying to say that that was just a process, and they never thought that they really actually had a chance of him coming here. They just went through the process because Deshaun reached out to them. So they figured they would just explore it.
Bullshit, motherfucker!
And y'all buying that?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I believe they thought they didn't have a shot at him, but like you said before, he's from Atlanta. It's his hometown, so I think he wanted to go home. I remember before he got drafted, he wanted to be drafted by Atlanta.
Right.
But at the time, we already had Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I knew he wasn't going to the Saints. That was Sean Payton retiring. I was like, yeah, he definitely going to the Saints.
Right.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to the Saints.
And they was also saying that they had already started thinking about, before they even found out about Deshaun Watson even wanting to come, that they had already started talks about what they're going to do with Matt. If they're going to trade him, they're going to work his contract. And they actually heard that they did draw up a contract. They just didn't present it to him to sign. And that's probably all around the time that this whole Deshaun Watson thing was starting. So they're like, well, let's see. They're like, okay, we see what the numbers are with if we extend him or whatever. So we'll know what we're dealing with, but this Deshaun Watson thing could change things. So I think they kind of held off, and I don't know. This is, to me, this seemed like it blew up in their face, because now we don't have a quarterback, we don't have wide receivers, we don't have running backs. All we have is Kyle Pitts and Patterson.
What's the deal with Patterson? Is Patterson coming back?
Yeah, he signed already. I think for a two-year deal, a two- or three-year deal? I know, at least
two. Totally not that long. That brother's old.
Oh, he already signed it.
Hey, if he can bring back some of that magic he had before,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Yeah, they signed him back.
What about that kid they brought in from Carolina?
I have no clue.
No. No clue on that.
He was actually our starting running back.
He's gone. I thought they cut him already. Are you talking about Davidson? Davidson?
From Carolina?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Oh, yeah, they got rid of his ass. He's like one of the first people they got rid of. That didn't work.
Well, that's a surprise to me, because they let that dude start all season long, and I'm like, you know, Patterson was balling out. I thought at some point they'd make a change. But I guess when you do those two backs, it really doesn't matter who gets the first carry. You know, it matters who gets the most carries.
Well, let me ask y'all this, man. Okay, we have all these missing parts now, so we are in a rebuild, no matter what they say.
Man, it's like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, I know. Potato. Call it what the hell you want. They don't want to call it. I heard they don't want to call it a rebuild. They said that they're calling it a transitioning.
Oh, did anybody see the press conference this morning?
It's a rebuild.
Yeah, it's a rebuild. I heard it. I heard the press conference, man. Yeah.
You did listen to it?
Yeah, I heard. I didn't hear the entire thing. I've heard parts of it.
Any highlights you got for us?
Well, that's kind of some of the things I was just talking about.
Oh, okay.
Some of the things Terry was talking about, and this was one when they asked him about a rebuild, and they said they won't say rebuild. They say it's a transitioning, because they said it wouldn't be fair to the players that they have here, like, you know, the good, I guess, Grady, Pitts, and all that. Say it wouldn't be fair to them to say that is a rebuild.
You better not tell Pitts rebuild. Right. Is there any way they can get rid of Pitts, or is Pitts here? Is there any way you can move him?
No.
If he wanted to be moved?
Why would you move Pitts?
They're not moving Pitts.
Well, yeah, why would you move Pitts?
I mean, he might be disgruntled. How would you feel if this dude shows up on week one and is like, I need mental health break?
No.
He might need a mental health break out of everything that's happened to him.
No, but he did put a tweet out right before this stuff happened. Did y'all hear about that?
The one where he was like, oh, it's about to get dangerous in Atlanta or something
like
that?
Yeah. And everyone thought that, oh, yeah, Deshaun's going to be here. It's about to be dangerous. Nope.
It's about to be dangerously bad.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I mean, I'm really shocked at Arthur Blank, you know. I'm shocked, but I'm not shocked. You know, he's always the guy that wants everybody to be a Falcons for life, and he'll do everything for you. But I'm really shocked that the way it went down with Matt, he okayed that. I mean, that's a little shocking to me. But, you know, it's the business. It is a business. So what do y'all think?
The Matt thing was just about the money. Even with him reducing it, even with him trying to reduce a little bit of his contract, it still was like the, what, $37 million, something like that? That's a lot of money to give a dude that's probably only going to win like a handful of games.
Yeah, but but you saw what he's done for you. He turned your organization around, man. He made you plenty of money. You know, if it was, he was the shining, him and Julio were the shining things that turned this badass team around, especially after the whole, like that thing you sent out, Q, with Michael Vick and the whole Bobby Petrino thing. And we didn't have consistency before that. We didn't even make it that far in the playoffs before that. So Matt did a whole lot, man. At the very least, you owe him that. I don't know.
I mean, with all that money, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like you telling your parents, I know the University of Georgia gave me a full ride, but I'd really like to go to the University of Miami and pay $100,000 a semester for college. I mean, it just didn't make sense. It just financially didn't make sense. Everybody's better off this way.
But I thought if he felt that way, I thought he would have did that a year or two ago when the writing was really on the wall.
But Adrian really didn't get onto the wall until this year when they had to pay him the biggest contract in the history of one season for a QB, that $40-something million. I think everybody was like, whoa, stop the clock.
But like I said earlier, Terry said that they already written up a contract to negotiate with him. So, no, it was still on the table to keep him here. They had it written out. They just
think he was going to take an $8 million pay cut, but it was still going to be a lot of money for one player for 1 year that you don't have.
Well, he said it could have been 2 years.
I heard it, man. I don't believe it. I think they're just trying to keep us at bay. I don't believe it. I don't see how they could do it with all the holes they have and everything they need to fill and the draft coming up and needing to sign people. I don't see how you could do it.
Well, I will say this, and Aries, I've been hearing this as well from on Twitter, but not from just regular fans, but just from sports writers. They're still talking about Grady, and they're saying there could be an option of them packaging him into something. And, you know, it wouldn't make sense, but a lot of stuff they've been doing lately doesn't make sense. But I'm just saying that Grady's not 100% safe. But, you know, and I'm just telling you what I saw. Some of the chatters has been.
Yeah, I hear you, but I mean, Grady is the shining star that's on that defense. They lose Grady, then it's a rebuild. So you're looking at 2 to 3 years of them being average, if at best.
Well, they already kind of said that, you know. Terry said that they're willing to take, they're going to have to take it on the chin because of this, because they still have money that they have to pay Matt. So, you know, he said that they're trying to set a position for 2023, I believe. So I think right now, I think everything is an option with this team. I don't think anybody's safe.
Aries, you just said Grady was the shining star on the defense. Who's the shining star on the offense?
Pitts.
No. Before they got rid of Matt Ryan, would you say Matt Ryan was more of a star or Pitts? Because if they could get rid of Matt Ryan, I think they could definitely get rid of Grady.
Well, I mean, with Matt, it was a different type of circumstance. Right. It's not like he was angry or disgruntled, but it's just his cap hit was way too much. So in the long run, with him only having a couple of years left, it's best to move on from him now, give him what he wants, and then go from there. But with Grady's different.
I don't understand that with Grady, because like we said, the defensive class in this draft is pretty good, especially from Georgia. I mean, if they really wanted to replace him with a couple other guys, it's not totally out of the question.
Who would you get to replace Grady?
I mean, I don't
know. From Georgia, you're talking about, he's not going to be around by the 8th pick or whatever
it is. But they can will and deal, man. They still have options to do that.
No, they don't have the picks to do that.
I was about to say.
They don't have the picks to do that.
All right. Well, we thought there was a lot of things we thought this team wouldn't or couldn't do, but they did. So I'm just saying, nobody's safe.
I think this Falcons draft is going to be very underwhelming for all of us, especially if we do our call where we kind of sit down and watch it like we've been doing the past few years. I think we're all going to be somewhat disappointed, and I hope we do our call. I love that call.
Well, speaking of that, do y'all think that their choices have changed now for as far as what they're going after in this draft? I mean, before we wouldn't worry about quarterback.
I don't know. I don't know if they feel that Marcus Mariota can help this team a year or two, then they don't go for the quarterback. They help the defense, drafting pass rushers or DB, whatever the case may be, and then go for a quarterback next year, which I hear the draft class of quarterbacks is going to be better than this draft class. So they can wait go at it next year.
Marcus Mariota hasn't started a game since he beat us. I don't remember the time we played the Texans, but he beat us. And then three games after that, he got benched, and he's never started a game since then. That was either 2019 or 2018, the year all started to run together at this point, especially with COVID. But
and my thing about that, too, is that with this team, as we all know, we don't know what to expect. So if they even do that, who's to say that they're going to be in any position to grab a good quarterback in 2023? We don't know where we're going to land in 2023 in the draft.
We're gonna end up in having a top 10 pick.
Exactly.
I can bet that.
Probably even better than top 8.
Yeah, we're not gonna be a 500 team.
No, this no one can predict this team. We all seen that. We don't know. You just don't know.
We ain't gonna be a 500 team.
Nico Adamas predicted this team since the start of the show, bro.
That is true. That is true. I'm just saying, if the situation lines up right and it's there, I don't see why they don't go for it.
Hey, Aries, what do you think about this? They're saying they're trying to sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. What do you think about that?
I'm good for it. I mean, if it helps, I mean, if they get Ryan, you know what I'm saying, and then we win like we did last year, 8-9 games, it's going to be all for naught because you're going to draft a quarterback. Why not just roll with what you got, and let it play out, and hopefully we get a top 3, top 5 pick, and we can really do something. Plus the free agent cash for us is going to be just about 100 mil. So, you know what I'm saying? They can help build this team through the free agency?
Yeah.
Maybe. Who do you see coming up in future drafts, though, that we could draft as far as a QB, though? Like a franchise QB?
I haven't given it much look, but like
this upcoming draft, the kid from Liberty,
College year, I'm going to be really paying attention to who's the top QBs and all that, and see who's going to come out. But other than that, I don't know right now. I couldn't tell you about next year's draft right now.
I couldn't either, but I've been listening to some folks talk about it, and they seem to think that it will be a better quarterback class in 2023. Than it will be this year.
No, yeah.
I don't know.
That on ESPN today. This quarterback class kind of looks weak.
Yeah.
You know, besides whoever gets the kid from Liberty. But is it Liberty? Are they even a D1 school? I always worry about.
Yeah, he's a transfer from Auburn, I believe. So.
Now, I did hear about one possible QB that they're talking about that could be in the 2023 class. I don't know if it's 23, but it's a Manning. Arch Manning.
Yeah, so there's a big chance he's going to end up at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's been down there twice now. So, you know, that's the big thing. That Georgia right now is we're going to get him. But, I mean, he's got big shoes to fill, and we've all seen that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, well.
You know, being related to Eli Payton is not. it's a lot of pressure. So,
yeah.
God bless that kid.
Yeah. Just hope he can live up to the hype, I guess, or to the legacy. But all right, fellas, man, that's good, interesting to hear you guys' take on it, man, outside of just us texting about it a little bit. And we've had a good, interesting offseason, man, and I'm looking forward to the draft, really, to see what they do, man, because things have been shaken up big time.
Rock, I got about 5 more minutes, man. Is there anything else you want to hit up real quick?
Yeah, one more thing, man. I had a Twitter question I wanted to ask you guys that I saw that from Pro Football Talk. You know, since Matt's at the Colts now, how many games you think the Colts are going to win in 2022?
The Colts will win their division.
Nice.
So you're looking at about
10-11
games?
10-11 games, Maddie? You say the same thing, Q?
I'd say, yeah, 9, 10. Sounds good.
All right. Well, we'll see, man, but, you know.
Matt's in a better position than he was here.
He is.
I will say that about Matt.
He is. He's in a way better position.
And I'm happy for him because he deserves that.
He does. He definitely does, man, and that's how we can start wrapping this up with just, you know, honoring Matt, man, you know. We appreciated all the years you gave us, you know, the ups, the downs, but like we were saying earlier, he was consistent.
He went through so much. Roddy White retired.
Yep.
Unexpectedly. Julio left unexpectedly.
He lost Tony G.
You know, coming in to Atlanta after Mike Vick.
Yeah.
He had Tony G for a couple seasons, but I think he knew he didn't have him all that long, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, Tony was old when he came here, but Tony produced.
They produced well together, man. I think that was a testament to Matt, you know. And he took a lot of crap from a lot of people here, man, but he was always professional the entire time. And, you know, so, you know, people are going to miss him. You know, it's not just like a regular quarterback. He was a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, Aries.
All right,
fellas.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So we're wrapping this up. And I want to thank everybody for checking this out at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget to hit us up on Twitter at What's Up Falcons. You can also check us out at Armchair All American, iTunes, Spotify, and Pandora, or where else, or wherever you get all your podcast things. Cube, any last thoughts before we wrap it up?
No, I mean, we got the draft coming up soon, so I know that's definitely our next show if we don't do one before then. So
yeah,
I'm really looking forward to that draft show. I know a bunch of the fans are.
Yeah, it's going to be nice, y'all. I'm trying to do some big things, so we're going to hopefully make it look better and do some cooler things. So, and hopefully my pool will be ready. If my pool's ready, I'm going to try to do it the whole thing poolside. So we'll see. But on that note, man, if that is it, I will talk to y'all later. Peace.
Peace out. We'll see you soon.
Later, Q.
Later.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.